The mass protests decrying the police custody killing of George Floyd have sparked a flurry of donations. People fed up with the system are putting their resources into charitable organizations, community bail funds, and the Democratic Party. For more on the story behind this, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and check in with Henry Brady, Dean of the Goldman School of Public Policy at UC Berkeley. Dean Brady, are you surprised by the donations that are outflowing right now and where they're going?
I'm surprised at how incredibly large they are. There are some organizations in Minnesota, for example, which are just getting millions and millions of dollars, and they're involved in trying to deal with bail for some of the people who are protesters and so forth. And it's just astonishing. One organization has gotten $20 million in donations, and the last time around, they got about $110,000 of donations in the last cycle. So that's quite a jump.
There was and still is, a GoFundMe campaign for the family of George Floyd that's raised $7 million.
Exactly.
When you look a little bit deeper and you look at some of these, the money that's flowing into some of these Democratic causes, it's to Act Blue, right? And that's Democratic causes and candidates?
Right. That ain't also, and so we don't actually know exactly where all of it is going. I mean, it'll eventually be transparent, but as it's happening, it's hard to know exactly to what causes it's going. But we do know from particular causes that they've gotten this incredible influx of funds that were really quite astonishing to them.
It would be tempting to look at these numbers and say, okay, all of this bodes very poorly for the Republican Party based on where money is going right now. But is that a good indicator of where people's party preference might be in November?
It might be. Certainly, the Democratic Party was having trouble raising money until just recently. And in fact, right now, the current figures of late May show that the Trump presidential campaign is ahead of the Biden presidential campaign. But this suggests, given that Biden's campaign suddenly seems to also have gotten an uptick, that in fact people are starting to focus on the campaign and starting to give money to the Democrats. So the Democrats seem to be the great benefactors of this moment.
I haven't seen anything, but I wonder if Republican causes are also getting an influx of funds or law and order candidates.
I don't know, and that's a good question. It seems unlikely to me. I mean, this is a unique situation. We've got an incumbent who is actually not providing leadership, according to the public opinion polls, and it seems to me that it would be unlikely that people would be much motivated to be giving money to President Trump right now.
Dean Brady, I want to shift gears just a little bit here and tap into your expertise as a public policy expert. To what degree do you see public policy itself being shifted in the wake of everything that's happened over the past week or so?
I think that's a really important question, and I think it's hard to know. Typically, public policy in areas like this comes when there's national leadership, and the national leadership seems disinclined to do anything about the circumstances that have occurred in Minnesota and elsewhere around the country. So it doesn't seem like they're going to use this moment to try to push for change. I would think, though, in some states we're going to see changes and maybe some legislation. So there will be some public policy changes, but maybe not as large as would have happened if there had been a presidential leadership that had laid out what kind of changes needed to be made.
Well, thank you. As always, we appreciate your time. Henry Brady is Dean of the Goldman School of Public Policy at UC Berkeley.